It's Here and Now, and now that fall is in full swing, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has mushrooms on her mind. Fortunately for us, she has also put some on our plates. Kathy, great to see you as always.
So good to be here.
And I have to say, as we were preparing for this segment and trying to figure out how to promote it, I couldn't say things like, Kathy Gunst on mushrooms.
Well, you never know.
Not that kind of mushroom.
But even mushrooms on her mind just sort of paints a picture of somebody who's...
Where's the psychedelic
with Kathy
music?
Gunst. Okay, all that aside.
Let's shroom it up. Okay,
so fall is mushroom season.
Fall is, but spring is also. Morels classically are found in the spring. In the summer, there's a lot of mushrooms, but there's a lot of moisture in the woods right now. And if you have taken a country walk recently, you will notice at the base of trees all kinds of mushrooms. There's been a bunch of rain on the East Coast, and so they are popping up everywhere. And most importantly for us, they are in farmers markets.
Ooh, look, they're also on my doormat. You know, how can you forage them?
Robin, that's so appetizing.
We've done whole segments on foraging. You're not telling people to go out and try to forage unless they really know what they're doing.
No, not at all. I mean, this is probably the most dangerous kind of foraging you can do. Leading mycologists have died. You need to be with an absolute expert. You need to have 100% identification. I have studied mushrooms a bit. I would never go on my own and just pick a mushroom. It's not worth it.
Yeah. But you can go to the farmer's market and you can go to the store and get them. And you have made something for us right here.
I have. I knew you'd get right to it.
Yes, let's get to the plate.
So let's start with the plate in front of you. I went to several farmer's markets, mm-hmm. and I found gorgeous. I mean, the colors, the textures, chanterelles, portobellos, maitakes, cremini, which are baby portobellos, oyster mushrooms. They're all out there. So here's this recipe. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is how complex it is. A skillet, hot, olive oil, chopped garlic, a little chopped rosemary because we want to mimic the woodsy flavor. And then I took all these fresh mushrooms and I cut them into big pieces and it hits that high heat and I saute. And then I lowered the heat and let it cook for a little while. And then I threw in a splash of white wine and fresh parsley. Mm. That is the entire recipe.
Chanterelles, by the way, are not cheap, but they are worth it. Take a bite into one.
Because, yeah. You know, develop a palate, I'm just wolfing this down. I'm not eating mindfully.
Where's
so
your
good.
Mindful eating,
right.
Robin?
It's so good. But will I soon be able to taste a difference?
Well, why don't you just taste one of those on your plate,
okay.
and then taste a different variety and see what you can tell. Let's talk about this. Now, white button mushrooms that we all grew up with, it's like the iceberg lettuce of mushrooms. They're mm-hmm. they're very inexpensive. They don't have a lot of flavor, but they have a great texture and they have their place and they're really good added to a whole variety. They're very mild.
And we're not knocking iceberg lettuce. That's great with like blue cheese and some stuff. We're not
Iceberg's great for all kinds
You're
of things.
You're saying it's utilitarian.
Exactly. And I'm saying let's not overlook something that's very readily available. Let's talk about chanterelles. A little birdie told me that Jeremy loves them. They are highly prized by chefs. They're about $29 a pound.
Wow.
Now that sounds insane, but if you buy 4 or 5 chanterelles, you're going to get a ton of flavor and texture, and that's going to cost you about $5-6.
Now, when I go into a supermarket or a farmer's market and I'm selecting an avocado, I now know from buying enough of them, I know which one is the good one to get.
Yes.
How do you know when you're picking mushrooms? Or it doesn't matter?
You it just does grab matter. In and no, throw. You want one that's fresh, plump. It should feel heavy in your hand.
So it's not drying.
Mushrooms are 70 to 90% water. Mm. So that's where this weight comes from. You want the gills on the underside to be firm. You don't want to feel any slime. Mm-hmm. These are all indicators that you have a fresh mushroom. And you want, if you go to a farmer's market, in most cases, they've picked them that morning or the day before, and they're super, super fresh.
Well, I want to bring up another topic. Jeremy has an empty bowl to his left. What
now
was
it's
that?
Busted! That was an udon soup. And I'm very proud of this because I just developed this. I've been cooking with mushrooms all week. And one of the things I've learned is that to really coax the flavor out of them, they like to be chopped and also sliced. In other words, two different varieties in the same dish. So I thought, I want to make a soup. So I soaked soaked dried mushroom, dried shiitakes, in boiling water, very hot water, for about 10 minutes. Then I drained them out, but I keep the water. This is key. Ah. And that's the base of our soup.
Did you put ginger in this?
Are you choking? Yes, there's quite a bit of ginger. Oh, no. Okay, we lost one host.
Anyway,
that's all right.
That's good.
We have another
Man
one
down.
Still.
Okay,
it has ginger and garlic, and it's got vegetable broth and mushroom.
And it's completely vegetarian. Because,
totally vegetarian. Yeah. For you, my dear. I love it. I told you earlier, I tried it with chicken broth, which you can do. I think it's a purer flavor. Are you okay, Jeremy?
Heimlich.
Yeah, sorry.
The beauty of live
radio. I do want to tell everyone, though, that all these recipes we've been talking about are going to be at our website, hereandnow.org, and you can find out about all these mushrooms that we've been talking
pictures
about
and everything.
As well.
This soup, and simple.
And
so
udon
simple.
Noodles. You throw
udon
it at
noodles.
The end.
So simple. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
Kathy,
Big
thank
guy?
You. Yes, I'm fine
all
now.
Right.
And the food, it was delicious.
I'm
as
so
always,
glad. I'm
Kathy,
sorry.
Resident Chef Kathy Guntz. Here and Now, a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. We're online at hereandnow.org. Check out the recipes. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Also, while you're there, watch our coverage of the ongoing coverage of the Benghazi committee hearing. I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.